Good evening. This is the Late Day Tech Briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Thursday, June 19th. I'm Tom Ortuso. In the tech headlines, BlackBerry posts a profit and Twitter makes a purchase. Details on those stories and more coming up as we continue.
We help farmers make the best use of their land, which means healthier crops, higher yields, and less harvesting hours, which is good news for a growing population and good news for the environment. BASF, the chemical company.
BlackBerry has posted a surprise small net profit after a string of quarterly losses, and it's adjusted loss beat expectations. Revenue did fall. The smartphone maker continues to face challenges revitalizing sales. The company reported a profit of $23 million in its first quarter. Revenue fell 69% to $966 million. Analysts were expecting $963 million. Netflix plans to create a new late-night-style talk show featuring comedian Chelsea Handler. The show will debut in 2016. Episodes will be available for viewers to watch whenever. They'll feature Handler's commentary along with guest interviews. Handler hosts Chelsea Lately on the E! Network and will end her run there in August. Handler also will shoot docu-comedy specials exclusively for Netflix. Twitter's making a purchase, reaching a deal to buy Snappy TV. That's a service that helps edit and share video from TV broadcasts. The company and Twitter already were working together to share clips on the social network. Terms of the deal were not disclosed. T-Mobile will let you listen to several music services without accounting toward your data use. It'll waive data charges when subscribers use services like Spotify, Pandora, and Rhapsody. Facebook was working again Thursday morning after an outage affecting the company's apps and website worldwide. For around a half an hour, users got a generic error message saying the company was working on getting the issue fixed. A spokesman said the disruption was because of a mistake that took place while the company was updating its software. Coming up, a look at how tech stocks fared today.
Leaving the country on business takes a lot of planning. Bringing your data plan doesn't. With T-Mobile's Simple Choice for Business plan, you'll get unlimited data in over 100 countries automatically. There's no changing plans and no extra charges. Just get off the plane and go. Only at T-Mobile.
Qualifying service and capable device required. Standard speeds approximately 128 kilobytes per second. No tethering. See T-Mobile.com for full feature terms and included destinations.
Stocks were back and forth today. The NASDAQ fell 3 at 43.59. The Dow was up 14 at 16,921. The S&P tacked on 2. BlackBerry shares today up almost 10%. Netflix fell 1.5%. Facebook was down almost 2%. Twitter up about 0.5%. And Amazon.com shares down 2% after Amazon unveiled its new phone yesterday. Again, the NASDAQ down 3. Remember to check out the latest news at WSJD.com. I'm Tom Ortuso for the Wall Street Journal.